Albert Kahn and his brothers were instrumental to Detroit's architectural history. So many buildings in the city and region bear his signature style, and the work his firm still does shapes what we see today. The Albert Kahn Legacy Foundation now exists to connect fans of his work and tell his story to the wider world. Joining us to talk about it, it's President Heidi Fonis.
Thank you. Glad to join you today.
Albert Kahn has had such a legacy, such an impact on how Detroit looks. So before we get into all of this, in case somebody doesn't know, who was Albert Kahn and really what was his importance in your view?
Hey, Albert Kahn was a Jewish immigrant who came to Detroit as a young boy. His family didn't have a lot of money. His father was a Jewish rabbi, and he had to go out and make money to support the family. And so this little boy ended up interning in architectural offices and had significant talent. He ended up with a fellowship to travel around Europe and study architecture, came back, and he worked for George Mason, Mason and Rice firm, doing houses and stuff. His popularity grew, and he ended up, you know, getting more and more clients, their business, their home, and, you know, it just exploded. He worked very closely with his brothers. Actually, he helped pay for his brothers to go to University of Michigan. And so Julius is a structural engineer. Lewis is a brother that was very much project manager. And then his other brother went out and would do a lot of the international work, including the Russian factories, and that's Moritz. And so four of these Kahn brothers actually worked together to really change the face of architecture, how we do architecture, the fact that Lewis was integrated architecture and engineering in the same practice. Julius was the person who perfected reinforced concrete, which then made the factory safe, sky-rise buildings possible. I mean, there's just very, very many impacts. And, you know, of course, Albert with his design eye and his people skills, they all work together to really make a difference in architecture. And you see it in Detroit, but it is all across the world.
What's some of the lasting legacies beyond architecture do you think that Albert Kahn has left behind?
Well, certainly from the architectural practice, the combination of architecture and engineering from the same firm, that was a novel idea at the time. You know, before it was architects would do things and engineers would do things, but never together. So that collaboration between the two. Other things are the fast track processes. There was so many factories and buildings that were built in record speed. I'm going to have to check, but the Fisher Building was one that was 14 months to build. I mean, there's no way that you could do something like that today with all that artistry.
To say the least, solidly built, because these buildings have stood the test of time.
And much of that has to do with the construction techniques that were built. The company actually had more of a construction management bent. So not only were we designing the buildings, there was a team of people who were on site constructing and ordering the supplies and having them on site when it was time to actually build it.
It seems to me that there were echoes of the auto industry in that, where it's like, here's the part you need, here's when it's going to arrive, here is where it goes, all that kind of stuff.
That is correct. And think about, you know, Albert spent a lot of time with Henry Ford. You know, those concepts of efficiencies and operations were built into not just the factories, but the process of how the company operated and still operates today.
It's a testament to Kahn and also these buildings that still to this day define Detroit and parts of Michigan skyline.
If you go to the Albert Kahn Company website, there is a interactive map that locates many of the Albert Kahn buildings around Detroit, and it has walking tours, established bicycle tours, so you can see a variety of buildings.
Well, Heidi Fonis, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.